for the Thayer Bobcats. Number 14, Tyler Garrison for the Lutie Indians. And the tip is up and controlled by Lutie. It's the Garrison kid. Gets off the floor well and pretty big, looks like about 6'4". Lutie working a basketball around the perimeter of the Bobcat zone. Here's a pass in the middle, stolen by Lane Grimes and taken by the Bobcats. They'll push it up the floor. Jordan Andrews going to the bucket, puts it up off the window and in. Thayer getting flat, moving up and down the floor, and Andrews with his first two of the night. Bobcat Jr. averaging 21 points per game. Three Bobcats averaging in double figures. Lutie trying to get the ball across midcourt. They finally do, and then they just threw it away. Number 11, Andrew Ault, turned around, looked at the coach. He said, I thought the official was with my teammate. And that sometimes that can be an issue when you're wearing the all blacks and you got officials out there wearing black pants and black and white striped shirts. So Thayer with it after the Lutie turnover. Bobcats push it to the left side. Lane Grimes has got it there in the half-court game. Lutie playing the zone. Here's Gage Pitts, goes down the baseline to Haven. Nice pass across the lane to Andrews for the second layup of the night. Andrews has got four early. Mentioned Andrews averaging 21 per game, 15 a game for Haven, and 12 a game for Gage Pitts. There, Bobcats back again playing that zone defense. Lutie working around the perimeter. Go to the high post to Billingsley. Billingsley is back over to Jennings. Jennings going down the left side of the lane. Going to be fouled. It'll be a reach-in foul. On one of the Bobcats, number five, Jace Haven, got him on the arm. So Haven called for his first foul of the afternoon. Lutie will inbound it down under the bucket. Coach Comstock calls the play. In it comes number 15, Mason Jennings, who hits a three from the top of the key. Jennings with a long three. Here's Thayer on the other end. Andrews pulls up with a three. That's no good. And the rebound taken by Jennings for Lutie. And Lutie here with a chance to take the early lead. And bring it across the timeline. That is Mason Jennings, who hit the three just a moment ago. Swings it on the right side. Now down in the corner to Ault. Ault out around the three-point line in the corner. Kicks it back out to the wing. Now top of the key to Billingsley. Billingsley swings it over into the left corner to Ault. Ault right back to Jennings. Jennings gets it down in the low blocks. Turnaround jumper is up and good. Number 14, Tyler Garrison. And Thayer pushing it up the other way. Andrews going all the way to the bucket. No, he got fouled as he makes the move toward the basket. Foul's going to be on Lutie's number 23, Dyson Homer. Homer called for the foul. Will be his first. First team foul on Lutie. We've played 2 minutes here in the first quarter. Lutie leads Thayer 5-4. Bobcats with a basketball. Andrews gets it down the corner to Gage Pitts. He'll fire a three. That's no good. Rebound fought for and out of bounds will belong to the Thayer Bobcats. So Thayer will inbound it down under the bucket. We are just underway here at the Kabua Holiday Tournament. 2 minutes gone by here in this first quarter. Thayer inbounds the ball. Got it to gate to Grimes. Grimes in the lane. Turnaround jumper is up and no good for Pitts. Back up and in by Andrews off the rebound. And Jordan Andrews off to a big night already. He's got a good morning already. He's got six here in the first 2.5 minutes of the game. Lutie working around the perimeter. Got the ball down low to their big kid. That is Garrison. He tries to go up with a shot. That is partially blocked and out of bounds. Lutie will inbound it down along the baseline with 5:34 to go in the first quarter. Few folks have made it out to the gym today, but not many here this morning. These are Bobcat fans. Oh, they're going to say now, they're going to say the ball was not knocked out of bounds by Thayer. It's off of Lutie. So the officials got together and decided to make the change. Here come the Bobcats. They're pushing the issue. Gage Pitts already into the front court. Gives over to Haven. Haven now to Andrews. Andrews penetrates. Kicks it back outside to Landry Pitts to Grimes. Around the horn to Haven. Now Gage Pitts going through the lane. Oh, a little backhand pass to the trailer. That is Andrews. And Andrews has got eight early. And the Thayer Bobcats run out to an 8-5 lead. We've got a timeout on the floor. 5:17 to go in the first quarter. Thayer leads Lutie 8-5. We'll be back in a 30 on the Ecom Sports Network.
We all have them, problems with our automobiles, tractors, trailers, and UTVs, so maybe you need a doctor. Not a medical doctor, but a car doctor. I have a prescription. It's the Car Doctor 2, north of Thayer on 63. Auto repair, maintenance, flat tires, alignments, trailer repair, AC problems, you name it. Just call Corey or Steve, and they'll pick up and deliver your rig. Should you break down, they offer roadside assistance. Now, that's what the doctor ordered. Car Doctor 2 has the technology to program GM and other models for optimal performance, and they're open on Saturdays until noon.
And we're back at Kabul. Lutie Indians, Coach Comstock called that timeout. Didn't like the way his team was playing on defense, giving up some easy buckets here. And Ludi brings it across the timeline. Jennings marks it all the way down to the baseline, throws up a shot, and it's good. Mason Jennings, a little baby hook shot down there off the run. Thayer brings it the other way. Andrews, pull-up jumper from the free throw line. Won't go down. And rebound taken by Ludi. It's 8-7. Thayer by one. Ludi down the other end. Quick shot is up, no good. Rebound volleyed up and around. Controlled by Andrews. Kicks it out to Gage Pitts. Gage runs up the left side of the floor. A little hesitation move. Now going to the bucket. Dumps it down inside. Oh, shot no good for Landry Pitts. And he'll go on the line and shoot here. A lot of contact down there. Landry got it up off the window a little bit hard. Foul will be on number 11, Andrew Ault. That'll be team foul number 2 on Ludi. So Thayer up one. Landry Pitts at the free throw line here to shoot the two-shot foul. Landry's not scored early. And the free throw is up and good. Landry Pitts, Bobcat Jr., will step to the line and shoot another. Takes the ball from the official, bounces it twice, puts it up with the right hand, and it's good. Landry Pitts with his first 2 points of the morning. And the Thayer Bobcat lead is 3-10-7. Thayer, looks like they're going to pick up here in the zone. Ludi with the basketball, working on the perimeter. There's Jennings. Jennings over to Homer. Homer to Ault on the right side. Ault dumps it inside to Garrison. Turns. Faces up to the bucket. Couldn't get a shot away. And kicks it back out to Mason Jennings. Jennings working off a screen. Gives the ball up now for Homer. Homer gets tied up by Gage Pitts. Gives it back to Jennings. Jennings in the lane all the way to the bucket. Throws up a shot. No good. And we got a foul on the rebound. Going to go on the Ludi Indians. Fouls on number 4, Caden Billingsley. That'll be his first. Thayer Bobcats with a 3-point lead and the basketball. Got it into Gage Pitts. Gage will take his time this time, bring it up the floor. Thayer likes to push it, even off a made basket or a turnover or something like that. Anytime they inbound it, they like to push. Here's Lane Grimes out front, feeds the ball over on the left side for Andrews. Andrews to Landry Pitts, into the lane to Haven. His short jumper bounces off the back rim, no good. And rebound taken by Ludi. 4:19 to go in the first quarter. Ludi marching it into the front court. Chance to get back to within two here with a bucket. Or if Jennings gets loose for another three, he could tie it up here. Ludi with it out front on the right side for Homer. Homer looking for the outlet. Boy, he's going to have to hurry now. Ooh, just got rid of it before the five. Got it over on the left side for Jennings. Jennings back out front. Here's a steal by Andrews. Andrews will drive for the bucket. Jordan Andrews, 10 points early here in the ballgame. We're still, well, just midway through the first quarter. There comes Ludi with it. Down five now. Ooh, almost another steal by Andrews. I think Jordan had thoughts of trying to dunk that last one. Went up hard, but decided to kiss it in off the window. There's Ludi with it, looking down inside. Oh, the ball's taken away by Grimes. Grimes, lob pass to Andrews for the layup on the far side. Andrews with 12 in the first quarter. And Ludi down now by 7. They're starting to get their rhythm going, getting their game legs under them. I'm sure after a day off yesterday in the holidays. Everybody a little bit lethargic this morning. Here's the ball going to Billingsley for Ludi. Oh, nice duck under move, and he gets the bucket. Caden Billingsley with a nice move off the dribble. Ducked under the defense, got it up off the window. Fair with the ball. Cross-court pass goes to Lane Grimes. Now to Jace Haven. Haven moving to the bucket all the way. Lays it off the window. No good, but a foul going to be called. Jace is so good at getting in the air, turning that body sideways, and getting around the defender. Drawing just enough contact to get the foul. Couldn't get the shot to go down. So it'll be Jace Haven at the line shooting the two-shot foul for the Thayer Bobcats. Foul is on number 14, Tyler Garrison. And the first free throw for Haven is good. Thayer making her first substitution of the day. It'll be Keaton Nicholson into the ball game. Lane Grimes will come out. Ault will go out for Ludi. And number 35, Trevor Mansker will check in. Second free throw for Haven is no good. Wouldn't have counted anyway. He stepped over the line. And now substitution, Levi Paulette going to check in. Jace Haven will check out for the Thayer Bobcats. So Thayer with Nicholson, Pitts, Paulette, and Andrews on the floor. Jordan already off to a big start. He's got 12 of the Bobcats' 15. Ludi brings the ball across the half-court line with 2:46 to go in the first quarter. Ludi doubles the ball down the low block. Number 14 with it. Garrison tried to dribble, almost lost it, and now we get a foul called. He got it back, threw a pass out front, and Gage Pitts trying to get to it to steal it. He is going to commit the foul. So Gage Pitts with his first foul of the morning. And Ludi will inbound the ball with 2:39 to go. Bring it in the left corner. Now out top. for Jennings. Somebody get on him. He can shoot that three from right there. Got it back at the top of the key now. Swing on the left side to Homer. Back out to Jennings. Right side to Billingsley. Billingsley dumps it down low to Garrison. Nice post move. Puts a shot up off the window and in. That's a nice play right there by Tyler Garrison. Big kid for Ludi. Thayer working around the horn. Got it in the left corner to Nicholson. Nicholson drives in the lane. Kicks it back out to Andrews. Andrews penetration. Back out to Gage Pitts. Gage will crossover dribble. Gets the ball to the cutter in the lane. That is Landry. No shot, no good. But he's going to go to the line and shoot two more. That was a nice no-look one-handed pass by Gage Pitts off of the crossover dribble to get around the defense. Landry is working right down the middle of the lane. Gage hit him in stride. Foul going to be whistled on number 35, Trevor Mansker. He just checked into the game for Ludi. And the free throw is up. First one is good for Landry Pitts. Landry, 3 points here. The only Bobcat to score other than Jordan Andrews. And it's 16-11. 17-11. Thayer Bobcat with the 6-point lead. 2:05 to go here in the first quarter from the Kabul Holiday Tournament. Where they wish you a Merry Swishmas. I like that. There we go. Ludi Indians with the basketball. They bounce it down inside for Garrison again. Another turnaround jumper's good. 6 points for Tyler Garrison. Gets a player. Here's Thayer with it. Pitts penetrates. Gives it to Levi Paulette. He goes to the bucket hard and is going to get fouled. Foul will be called on Ludi's number 14. That is Garrison. And that'll be number 2 on Garrison. And he'll send Levi Paulette to the free throw line for Thayer. First one is up and good. Well, Paulette gets in on the scoring this morning. Another one is on the way for the Thayer Bobcat senior. It is no good, but the rebound taken by Landry Pitts. He dribbles out to the corner, gives to Gage Pitts, throws up a running one-hander from the free throw line. It's good. Gage Pitts with his first bucket of the morning. And the Thayer Bobcats now lead it by 7. Matches their biggest lead of the quarter. It is 20-13. And again, Ludi dumping the ball inside. We're going to get a push from behind. I believe that one's going to be on Nicholson. Number 35, Nicholson called for the foul. That'll be his first. And Nicholson checks out. Jace Haven will check back in. Non-shooting foul. Only the third team foul on Thayer here in the first quarter. Ludi will trigger it in. They'll bring it out front to Jennings. Bobcats jump out on him again. He gives it right back to Billingsley. Billingsley around the three-point line on the wing. Gives it right back to Jennings. Jennings will move toward the bucket. Throws up a shot. No good. Levi Paulette down with the rebound. Here come the Bobcats. Paulette pushes up the left side all the way to the wing. Outlet pass is tipped by the defense. Now taken by Haven. Back to Paulette. Back to Haven, around the horn to Gage Pitts. Fakes the three, penetrates in the lane, pull-up jumper, good from 10 feet. Gage Pitts says, how about let me get a couple buckets here? And he goes and gets that one himself. Good play, Gage Pitts. And Thayer leads it now 22-13. 43 seconds to go in the first quarter. Ludi with it, works it out to the front. Jennings out between the circles. Wings the ball left side to Mansker. Mansker gives it up to Billingsley. Billingsley dumps it down low for the big guy, Garrison. He scores again. Tyler Garrison, well, when he gets it down there, he's swished that one. He's thrown him up off the window. Nice spin move. Nice-looking post player. Tyler Garrison for Ludi. Thayer Bobcats with a basketball. Here's Paulette on the left side wing. Get it back out front to Gage Pitts. Gage will work it for the final shot of the quarter. We're down to 8 seconds to go. Here's Andrews. Andrews to the baseline. Pull up running. Andrews is good. Jordan Andrews with 14 in the first quarter. The Thayer Bobcats lead it 24-15 over the Ludi Indians here in the first round of the Kabul Holiday Tournament. We'll be back with our second quarter in a minute on the Ecom Sports Network.
Pizza Inn of Thayer supports our local home team, and you know they've got a lot more than just pizza. They've got pasta, wings, salads, subs, desserts, and if it's on the menu, they'll deliver it. They're open 11 a.m. to 8 p.m. Sunday through Thursday and until 10 o'clock on Friday and Saturday nights. You can order online at pizzainn.com. Pizza Inn of Thayer with dine-in, carry-out, and delivery. 417-264-3800 or visit pizzainn.com and order online. Go Bobcats, and good luck throughout the 2020 season.
As another year closes, Community First wants to wish you and your family happy holidays. They know their longevity is sustained by service, community commitment, and one-on-one involvement with their customers. In the year ahead, Community First will continue to bring you service you need with professionalism you expect. Discover the bank that puts you and our community first.
Living up to our name, Community First Banking Company.
Community First, member FDIC.
Thanks to some of your Thayer Bobcat boosters, including the Sunset Salon and Barbering in Thayer, Langley Animal Clinic in Thayer, Penny Lane Accounting, the Shipwreck Event Center, the Alton Bank, Thayer Plant Food and Thayer Farm Center, and the Clary Funeral Homes in Thayer, Alton, and Mammoth Spring. Thayer Bobcats open the second quarter with a basketball, got it inside the Gage pitch, draws the contact, couldn't get the shot to go down. That was a nice feed from Andrews to Pitts cutting down the baseline. Foul's going to be on number 14, that is Garrison, the post player for the Indians, and he picks up his third here in the first half. And Gage Pitts going to the free throw line. Gage has scored the Bobcats' last 5 points, and Ludi will have to get Tyler Garrison out of the ballgame with those three fouls. Alt will check back in. Andrew Alt. Second free throw for Gage Pitts is good. He's got 6 points. So now four different Bobcats have scored. And the Thayer leads it by 11, 26-15, just underway in the second quarter. And Ludi with it. Jennings swings it to Homer. Homer, long three-point shot is good. I mean, from way downtown, Homer hits a three. Kind of keeps Ludi close. Here's Thayer with it. Andrews again going to the rack, right down the middle of the lane. Too hard off the window, no good. The rebound taken by Jennings for Ludi. Jennings will back it out on the dribble. Feed to Alt on the left side. One dribble, hands it right back to Jennings. Back out front to Alton, now over to Homer. Homer going to the cutter in the lane. That is Billingsley. He goes to the bucket, shot no good. Rebound gets on the floor, taken by Ludi, and now the pass is stolen by Lane Grimes. Grimes up the floor on the right side, got it down the corner to Andrews. Andrews trying to go around the defender, going to get a knee. That'll be a foul called on number 35, Trevor Mansker. And Andrews to go to the free throw line, shoot the 1-1 this time. Shooting the 1-1 to be Jordan Andrews. 14 points already in the game. Substitution now for Thayer. Gage Pitts will go to the sideline. Landry Pitts will check in. And already 14 points on the line for Jordan Andrews. And he will shoot the 1-1. First one rolls off the rim, no good. And rebound taken by the Indians. Ludi with it. Jennings in the backcourt. Alt comes, gets the basketball from him. Thayer back playing that 1-3-1 matchup. Ludi working on the perimeter. Got out to Jennings out top. Jennings looking to penetrate. Bobcats cut him off. He pulls up on the wing. Gets it back outside to Homer. That shovel with a handle gets the ball back. He's it to Jennings. Jennings moving into the lane. Spins to his right and gets fouled. That will be on, I believe, Landry Pitts, number 10. Got a hand up there. Got him right on the arm. Yep, number 10, Landry Pitts called for his first foul of the day. Fourth team foul on the Thayer Bobcats, but Jennings will go to the free throw line, shoot two. First one is up and good. Kid's a good shooter. 6 points now for Mason Jennings. Ludi's led by Tyler Garrison with 8 in the first half. Another one here for Jennings is up and good. So he hits them both. That pulls Ludi back to within 6, 26-20. Been a 5-0 run for the Ludi Indians. Bobcats with the ball. Got it down inside. Landry Pitts off a beautiful feed from Andrews, and Landry Pitts now with 6 points in the ballgame. Thayer kind of pulling the defense out near midcourt now. Ludi handles it, feeds it on the right side to Billingsley. Billingsley down the wing, dribble drive down to the baseline, ball stripped away by Jace Haven. Thayer on a 4-on-2. Haven down the middle of the row, hook pass, got it down to Levi Paulette for the lay-in. Well, Paulette with his first field goal, and just like that, Thayer back up by 10. Bobcats will work it to the left side Ludi works it to the left side to Alt. Pulls up the dribble, gives to Jennings. Jennings weaves his way into the lane, kicks it back outside to Homer. His shot is partially blocked by Pitts, and rebound taken by Andrews for Thayer. Andrews pushes it up the right side. Into the lane, a little hook pass out on the baseline to Paulette. Back to Landry Pitts. He'll shuffle it down inside for Andrews. Up and in off the window. Andrews now with 16 in the first half. We've still got 5:26 to go in the second quarter. Jordan Andrews looking to have another big day. He's already got a 30-point game under his belt this year. And here goes Jennings for Ludi all the way into the lane. Shot is up and no good. Rebound by Landry Pitts off the Grimes. Now Andrews up the floor, back to Grimes, trailing the play all the way to bucket, counted in a foul. Lane Grimes with the aggressive play, and Leno got his first bucket of the day. Bobcats starting to put it together. When they run the floor, folks, it is just special. When they're running the floor playing fast, they're as good as anybody. And the substitutions for Thayer Nicholson and Gage Pitts are back in. Levi Paulette and Jordan Andrews will go to the sideline. And Ludi getting number 14 back in there. Tyler Garrison, number 35, Mansker, comes to the sideline. Lane Grimes trying to complete the three-point play and hits the free throw. So Grimes with 3 points today. And the Thayer Bobcats, just like that, lead about 15. 35-20 our score. Ludi bringing it into the front court with 5 minutes to go in the first half. Jennings with it. Pounded by Grimes out there. Jennings will crossover dribble, gets into the lane. Shot is blocked by Grimes. Long outlet to Jace Haven. Haven will drive and lay it up and in off the window. Jace Haven with his first 2 points of the day. Thayer leads it now by 17. Ludi brings it into the front court. Got to number 10, Anderson, checked in for the first time. His pass is going to be stolen by Grimes. Lane will drive for the – we're going to give him a semi-dunk on that one. Got it up over the front of the rim. He didn't throw it down, but he got it up and in there. So we'll give Grimes a semi-dunk on that one. Needed about another 2 inches to really throw it down. And Thayer up now by 19. Here's Ludi with it. Got it down the corner to Billingsley. Billingsley back outside to Alt. Alt to Jennings. Jennings working away from the defense. Wings the ball down inside again for Garrison. He shoots and scores. Boy, that kid catches it down the low blocks. He's got a good touch. Here's Thayer with it. He'll swing it down the left corner for Nicholson. Nicholson, long outside pass to Grimes for three. That one's off the rim. Rebound taken by Landry Pitts. Back out to Gage. Gage with a penetration. Pulls up, kisses it off the window. No good. And a rebound taken by Ludi. Here come the Indians down by 17. 3:39 to go in the first half. Remind you again, if you tuned in expecting to hear the American Roots Outdoors radio show with Alex Rutledge, you'll be coming up immediately following the ball game. Ludi working the ball down inside, trying to get it to Garrison. Had a little trouble with a handle, had to run it down in the corner. Garrison spins away from the defense, gives to Jennings in the paint, and Jennings off to Billingsley, and he gets fouled as he goes up for the shot. Billingsley with a nice little kiss pass from Jennings. And a foul will be on number 35. That is Keaton Nicholson. Will be the second on Nicholson. And going to the line, Caden Billingsley to the line. He'll shoot two. Has 2 points already in the game. Trying to cut into that Bobcat lead a little more. And the free throw is no good. Here's Jordan Madden checking in the game for the first time today for Thayer. Keaton Nicholson comes out after picking up his second foul. Jordan Madden, Bobcat senior All-State footballer in the game. And Billingsley hits the second free throw. He's got 3 points on the morning. Here's Thayer coming the other way. Haven going all the way to the rack is going to get fouled. I mean, Haven took the inbound, raced up the floor looking to get to the rim, and gets fouled on the play. That'll be on number 4, Billingsley, trying to get back and stop him. So they'll send Jace Haven to the free throw line to shoot two for Thayer with 3:10 to go in the first half. And the free throw is no good for Haven. Jace was at the line earlier in the ballgame and missed two. Another one is on the way. This one looks better than it is. Haven gets the free throw in. So he's now 1-for-4 from the charity stripe. And Ludi comes the other way. Thayer back out by 17. Ludi with the basketball. Right side they go to Alt. Alt back out front. Pass over to Jennings. Jennings came and got that one. Grimes was looking at the steal there. Here's the give down to Garrison in the low blocks. Points one dribble, puts it up off the window and in. Man, he catches it down there. He's going to score. He's got 12. Thayer back with the ball up by 15. Gage Pitts working on the left wing. Now dribble drives out front. Feeds it on the right side to Grimes. Looking in the middle, nobody open. Now back over to Haven. Haven penetration, kicks it back out to Grimes on the wing. Grimes going down the baseline all the way to bucket, misses it. And a rebound tip attempt is up and no good for Thayer. Rebound Ludi. Here come the Indians down by 15. Alt fires a long three-point shot. That is no good. Rebound going to go out of bounds off the hands of the Thayer Bobcats. It'll be a Ludi Indian ball. 2:18 to go here in the first half. Ludi will inbound the ball down by 15. They slap it. Billingsley inbounds it to Garrison. Out of Jennings out on top. Jennings penetrates right down the middle of the lane and is going to get fouled again. It'll be another reach-in foul on the Thayer Bobcats. What's that old saying? You don't play defense with your hands. You play with your feet. Fouls on number three, Gage Pitts. I believe that'll be, and it is, number two on Gage. And at the line, number 15, Mason Jennings. Two for two, make it three for three from the free throw line. He's got 8 points today. And that's the Lane Grimes and Gage Pitts come out of the game. Levi Paulette and Jordan Andrews check back in for the Bobcats, whose lead is now 14. And second free throw, no good for Jennings. Thayer down with the rebound. Jordan Madden got it. Gives to Andrews, pushes up the right side, pulls up on the wing, out to Haven. Haven down the left corner, now cross court to Andrews, squares up a three. That one is up the front rim, no good. Rebound taken by Looney. Here come the Indians again. Jennings all the way down to the lane and then lost it, or splits a shot up, no good. Thayer had the rebound and lost it out of bounds. So Bobcats and Looney. Good ball game going so far. 14-point lead for Thayer. Looney inbounds it in the corner. Shot is up and no good. Rebound ricochets off the rim out to Jennings for three. That's no good. And another rebound that, that thing shot off the floor all the way out in the corner. So with a minute 43 to go in the first half, Thayer with a chance to go back up by 16 here with a bucket. Andrews and his 16 first half points will bring it into the front court. Leads it to Haven. Now Levi Paulette. He'll leave it in the corner to Jordan Madden. Back out to Haven. Right side to Andrews. A little shake and bake move. Now wrap around pass to Paulette in the corner. Paulette penetrates toward the lane. Nobody open in there. Gives it back outside to Andrews. Now over to Jordan Madden. On top of the Landry Pitts. Landry will back it out. Feeds it right side to Jace Haven. Doesn't think about the three. Moves down inside. Pull-up jumper from the baseline. Is an air ball. So Haven having a little trouble finding his range today. And Ludi's got the ball back down by 14. Thayer playing that 1-3-1 matchup. Here Jennings gets inside the defense. Couldn't hit the shot. And Jordan Madden yanks down the rebound. That's two rebounds already from Madden. Bobcats coming the other way. Landry Pitts explodes to the bucket and hits the layup. Landry with 8 points in the first quarter. I mean, he just exploded from the top of the key down the middle of the lane. Got it up and in off the window. So Thayer back up by 16 again. Looney with a basketball. Alt on the right side goes to the high post. They try to get it inside. Ball poked away by Haven. Haven off to Andrews, who will slide to the bucket for the lay-in. Andrews with 18 in the first half. And Thayer back up by 44-26. They lead it by 18. 18 seconds to go. A lot of 18s going on here. Looney with a basketball. They'll get it down in the right corner. Right corner, high post. Ball stolen by Haven. Jace will drive for the layup on the left side. That's good. So Haven now with five. Looney with the basketball. 3 seconds to go. Near the half-court try that is, no good. And that's the end of our first half of play. Thayer Bobcats finish in a flurry, and they lead it by 20 at the half. 46-26 over the Looney Indians. We'll be back to the Cabool Holiday Tournament with your Community First Banking Company halftime report in just 2 minutes on the Ecom Sports Network.
As we reflect on 2020, we are thankful for clients who have become friends, friends who have become family, and most of all, for bringing you home for the holidays. Wishing you a happy holiday season and a new year filled with blessings. The team at RE/MAX Real Estate Exchange in Thayer and the Alex, Kylie, Ansley, Brody, and crew O'Neill family. Each office is independently owned and operated.
Ozarks Healthcare encourages all athletes to play safe and have good sportsmanship. They hope you never have to visit Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedics and Spine Clinic, but if you do, their doctors are on call 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, offering exceptional compassionate care of fractures, sports injuries, total joint replacements, as well as spine surgery. Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedics and Spine Clinic are cheering for you and are here if you need them on Kentucky Avenue in West Plains.
Charlotte Allen with Allen Supported Living has worked with children and adults with developmental disabilities since 1992. They provide individualized support living services, personal assistance, respite, and community integration services in Thayer, Alton, West Plains, Donovan, and the area. If you have questions, call Charlotte. They'll be happy to help link you with the services and resources available. Call Allen Supported Living at 417-264-7203. And go Bobcats! As another year closes, Community First wants to wish you and your family happy holidays. They know their longevity is sustained by service, community commitment, and one-on-one involvement with their customers. In the year ahead, Community First will continue to bring you service you need with professionalism you expect. Discover the bank that puts you and our community first.
Living up to our name. Community First Banking Company.
Community First, member FDIC.
We're back here at the Cabool High School Gym where the Thayer Bobcats have a halftime lead, 46-26 over the Lutie Indians. The Lutie's staying in it. They haven't given up. They'd love to pull the big upset here in the first round of the tournament. Thayer, of course, the number one seed. Lutie, the 16th seed. And Thayer just scoring in bunches tonight. And every time Lutie's, you know, cuts into that lead and makes it a little closer, Bobcats got on a 4-6-7-point run. That's just kind of the way the first half flowed. Jordan Andrews, big first half for Thayer with 18 points. And, five other Bobcats have also scored in the ballgame tonight. So I think from standpoint of Coach Matt Pitts, probably, this thing going just about like he would hope that it would go. And that's an opportunity to get some other kids into the flow of the offense. And Landry Pitts, 8 points here in the first quarter. That's his biggest output of the season so far. Lane Grimes with 5 points in the first half. Chase Haven with his five. So Thayer getting everybody involved offensively and defensively. Bobcats have just been pretty good tonight, too, holding Lutie to just 26 first-half points. They scored 15 in the first quarter and 11 in the second. Thayer Bobcat basketball brought to you in part by Active Chiropractic, Dr. Jacob Ekman in Thayer and West Plains, the Kitty Corral Daycare and Learning Center in Thayer, Steak and Shake in West Plains, Miro Towing, Garage, and Mobile Service Truck in Thayer, Farmers Insurance, Stephen Clark in Thayer, and Legacy Auto Body Incorporated in Thayer. It's halftime. You're listening to the Community First Banking Company Halftime Report. We'll be back with all your first half scoring in just 2 minutes on the Ecom Sports Network.
Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, we have it all for you. Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, where we love what we do. All the products that you want at a price you can't afford. Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, we're more than up on store. Garden, clothing, pet supplies, farm and household too. Fencing, automotive, hey, we deliver too. Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply since 1974. Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, we're more than up on store.
The school sports season is upon us. Knox Orthopedics wishes all area athletes an injury-free season, but sometimes the unexpected occurs. The four highly qualified orthopedists, Dr. Knox, Rawls, McConnell, and Franklin, are ready to evaluate and treat your injuries with on-site x-ray, MRI, bracing, and physical therapy. They will get you back on the road to recovery and doing what you love as soon as possible. Knox Orthopedics, appointments available in West Plains and Mountain Home.
We can fix that. Check us out, KnoxOrthopedics.com.
The last place you want to be is in the dentist chair, and they know that at Mammoth Spring Dental, so they go out of their way to take the anxiety out of the dentist appointment. They want you to feel relaxed and comfortable, so their skilled dentist, Dr. Kersey, dental hygienist, Shelby, and the great staff, Debbie, Stephanie, Holly, and Cindy, they treat you like family. Mammoth Spring Dental. Stop in or call 870-625-3262 for an appointment. Mammoth Spring Dental. Come as a patient, leave as a friend.
What happened to paying one price and getting everything included? You buy an airline ticket and pay extra to bring a change of clothes, book a hotel room, and you're shelling out for Wi-Fi and overpriced bottled water. Really? Imagine my delight when I found out roadside assistance is now included with my shelter insurance auto policy. So if I get a flat tire and need a jump, I just call and they take care of me. There's no additional cost, but some restrictions apply.
Hey, this is Capri. Come see us at Roger Foley's office at 201 Mammoth Street in Thayer, Missouri.
Well, back at the Cabool Holiday Tournament, Thayer Bobcats have already made their way back out of the locker room, taking their halftime warm-ups. Let's take a look at our individual scoring. First up for the Lutie Indians, and again, they scored 15 points in the first quarter, 11 in the second. They're led by Tyler Garrison. The big kid in the middle's got 12 in the first half, 8 points for Mason Jennings, 3 for Caden Billingsley, and a 3-pointer for Dyson Homer. Well, the Thayer Bobcats are led by Jordan Andrews. Jordan with 18 in the first half. 8 points for Landry Pitts, 6 for Gage Pitts, Jace Haven with 5, Lane Grimes with 5, and Levi Paulette with 3 for the Thayer Bobcats. Thayer put 24 on the board in the first quarter, 22 in the second. You're listening to the coverage of the Cabool Holiday Tournament here and the Community First Banking Company of West Plains, Mountain Grove, and Thayer Halftime Report. We will take another timeout. We'll come back, take a look at the rest of the schedule for today, because this is the first of seven games here today at the Cabool Holiday Tournament. We'll take a break. Be back in just 2 minutes on the Ecom Sports Network.
Simmons Bank is proud to support the Bobcats. Simmons believes that healthy, vibrant communities don't just happen on their own. They happen when people make investments in each other, because we accomplish more together than we do alone. Simmons Bank, member FDIC.
Simmons Bank is here for all the Bobcat fans. Simmons Bank takes pride in helping customers realize their dream to buy the perfect home, start a business, or save for a child's college education. Visit a branch or get more information online at SimmonsBank.com. Simmons Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
You've been involved in a crash, or maybe a deer is rammed into the side of your rig. What do you do now? Well, you go to Oregon County Cars in Thayer. They are now a collision repair estimate center. Just stop by anytime. They'll do your estimate. They'll deal with your insurance company and help you get your vehicle repaired and back on the road. And if your rig is dirty and needs a good detail job, well, they do those too, starting as low as $60. And of course, they got a lot full of quality pre-owned vehicles. Oregon County Cars, collision repair estimate and detail center in Thayer. OregonCountyCars.com.
When you list your property for sale, you are hiring a team to work for you. You want to hire a company with global reach and recognition.
You want Century 21.
You want to hire a team that will give your investment the time and attention it deserves.
You want Century 21.
You want experienced, knowledgeable sales agents promoting your home.
You want Century 21.
You want honest opinions and honest, timely answers to your questions.
You want Century 21.
You want a home team with local knowledge of the area and market conditions.
You want Century 21? Combs & Associates Real Estate. Call us today, 417-264-7000. Each office independently owned and operated.
Monty's Outdoors in West Plains has got you covered this sports season. That's right. Shop at Monty's, where you'll find Under Armour cleats, sports socks, compression wear, backpacks, sack packs, ball caps, and much more. Find Wilson footballs, softballs, and equipment as well. Visit with Monty's about outfitting your team or youth organization with custom uniforms, booster apparel, game equipment, and more. Monty's Outdoors in the Southern Hill Shopping Center in West Plains.
The first of the games today. The games will be held here at the Cabool Holiday Tournament. Good morning, I'm Mike Crace. I do want to mention, if you are tuned in expecting to hear the American Roots Outdoors radio show with Alex Rutledge, now that'll be coming up in its entirety immediately following the ball game. All right, so immediately following the ball game, we'll get American Roots Outdoors with Alex Rutledge going for you. All right, this is game one of the day. Mansfield, the number 8 seed, will take on number 9 Dora in the next contest. That is a 10:30 scheduled start. See, Norwood, the number 4 seed, will play Lesterville in the noon ball game today. Number 5, Gainesville, takes on Eminence in the 1:30 game. That wraps up the top half of the bracket. Bottom half of the bracket, the number 2 seed, Alton Comets, will play at 3 o'clock this afternoon against Koshkonong. We'll have that for you here on K-Country 95. Cabool, will play Winona. Cabool, the 7 seed, Winona, the 10. Number 3 seeded Licking, looking forward to seeing the Wildcats play this afternoon. They will play Plato in the 6 o'clock game. And the Salem Tigers will play Summersville in the 7:30 contest. Here, it's top seeded Thayer and number 16 Licking. Thayer Bobcats lead it at the half, 46-26. Looks like both teams have gone back to their starting lineups to get the second half started. And, yeah, here we go. It'll be Ludi Ball to get things started. And while we wait for them to reset the clock here, I will mention some more of your Thayer Bobcat boosters. Good folks like the Clary Funeral Homes in Thayer, Mammoth Spring in Alton, Thayer Plant Foods and Thayer Farm Center, the Alton Bank, the Shipwreck Event Center in Thayer, Penny Lane Accounting in Thayer, Langley Animal Clinic in Thayer, and the Sunset Salon and Barbering in Thayer. Hope you enjoyed the Community First Banking Company halftime report. Stay tuned after the ballgame. We'll be naming the Thayer Bobcat Player of the Game, brought to you by Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedics. Thayer Bobcats back on defense. Ludi opened the second half with the basketball. They get it to Billingsley. Billingsley cross court goes to Alt. Alt with a 3-point shot. No good. Rebound. Gage Pitts. And Gage has lost it going up the sideline. Don't know what happened, but he lost it going up the left sideline. And it'll be Ludi basketball. Just underway here in the second half. Morning basketball and high school kids. Here's Ludi. Inbounds the ball to Jennings. Jennings working it down the right side of the lane. Kicks it back out in the corner. Three-point shot is up and no good. And rebound control by Thayer. Jordan Andrews slides up the left side all the way to the baseline. Got the ball in the lane. Trying to go to the cutter. Threw it over his head. Alt has got it for Ludi. Going the other way. Little yo-yo shot. Couldn't get the spin to go down. Bobcats rebound it with Haven. Haven quick up the floor to Andrews. Andrews slides around the defense. Misses the layup. And rebound taken by Garrison for Ludi. Here come the Ludi Indians with the basketball. Jennings, number 15, handles out front. Thayer still playing that 1-3-1 matchup, but they're really spreading the defense out on the floor. Jennings on the right side, a little dribble drive, gets up in the corner. Ball stolen by Grimes. Grimes with Andrews on the wing will drive to the bucket, draw the contact and the foul. Oh, no foul call? Wow, Grimes drew the contact. They didn't call a foul. That's 7 points for Lane now in the ballgame. And here comes, dangerous pass by Jennings, almost stolen again by Grimes. Now they go to the high post. Back down to Jennings cutting down the lane. He slides it up and in off the window. Nice play by Mason Jennings. He's got 10 points. Thayer coming the other way. Gage Pitts penetrates into the lane, gives the ball off to Grimes down underneath. Couldn't follow it up with a shot. And the ball is rebounded by Ludi. Actually, Grimes couldn't convert the shot. Ludi got the rebound. Ludi with the ball back. Here's the ball down the baseline. He got it inside to Garrison. Garrison going into the lane. Ball off the hands of, off the hands of the Thayer Bobcat defense. Here's Gage Pitts out of the game. Levi Paulette will check in for the Thayer Bobcats. And it looks like Billingsley jammed a finger or something. He is coming off the floor. As substitution for Ludi, number 10, Anderson is in. Here's Jennings off the inbound, dumped it down to Anderson. Anderson with a shot, no good. Rebound, Landry Pitts. Landry pushing it up the middle. On the dribble drive, got it down to Levi Paulette in the corner. He'll kick it back out top to Haven. Now to Andrews, slides around the defense, shoots off the window. Too hard again, no good. Now that's two that Andrews has missed from point blank. Just kissing it a little too hard off the window. Sometimes it takes a while to get the effect of the glass in various gyms. Glass here a little different than some others, I guess. Here's Ludi with it. Got it inside. Now back outside to Alt. Andrew Alt. Still working on the dribble at the top of the key. Now he gets it to Jennings. Jennings penetrates into the lane, shoots and scores. Jason Jennings has got 4 points here. And Ludi back to within 18. Thayer with it. Levi Paulette to Andrews at the wing to Paulette. Now to Haven in the lane. Dumps it down inside to Landry Pitts. Nice head and shoulder fake. Got the defense to clear. And then Landry Pitts up and in. And Landry in double figures tonight with 10. They are really spreading that defense out on the floor. Alt pulls up the dribble. Feeds the ball on the right side to Homer. Homer right back to Alt. 5:54 to go. In the third quarter, Thayer up by 20. Ludi with the ball. Got it to Jennings in the lane. Has the ball poked away. Mad scramble after it. The loose ball. Paulette's got it. We're going to get a hell ball. And the possession will belong to the Thayer Bobcats. So Thayer Bobcat ball here with 4:44 to go. In the third quarter, Thayer leading by 20. Had 20-point lead at the half. Number one seed trying to get to the quarterfinals of the Kabul Holiday Tournament. And our officials say, everybody ready? All right, here we go. Bobcats will trigger it in. And Jordan Andrews brings it into the front court, up the right side of the floor. Takes it over to the top of the key on the dribble. Gives to Landry Pitts. Off to Andrews again with a shot, and he left that one short. So Andrews misfired all three times he shot the ball here in the third quarter. Had a big first half with 18. So far, hadn't scored here in the third. Ludi with the basketball. Out front is Homer. Takes it to the left sideline. Feeds it to Jennings. Jennings wanting to penetrate again. Working down the left side of the lane. Now gives it back out in the corner to Anderson. Anderson, lost it on the floor, but picked up by Ludi. Nice play by Homer to get after that loose ball. And here's Alt. Alt up the inbound. Oh, steal by Andrews. Jordan will drive for the lay-in. Jordan Andrews now with 20 on the afternoon. That's right about his average. Averages 22 a game, has got 20 already in this one. And Ludi with it, will swing it to the right side. That is Garrison. Garrison making a move against Haven. Pulls up in the lane, short jumpers, no good. Rebound volleyed up and around. Anderson's got it for Ludi. Fires one up and over the backboard. And the land of the Giants is trying to force one up there. Now, substitution for Ludi. Now we're going to get a timeout. Going to get a timeout call. 52-30. Thayer Bobcats with the lead. There's a timeout on the floor. We'll be back in 30 on the Ecom Sports Network.
When life gets busy, which, let's be honest, when isn't it? Getting by the bank before it closes can be tough. Did you know FNBC offers mobile deposit, making it quicker and easier to deposit checks? That's right. Simply snap a picture of a check anytime, anywhere, and deposit it directly into your FNBC account through our mobile banking app. It's just another way we prove the value of a banking partnership with FNBC. You and FNBC's mobile deposit, better together.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
And we're back at Kabul after the timeout. Thayer Bobcats lead Ludi by 22, 3:36 to go. Here in the first quarter, Thayer Bobcats hoping to move into the quarterfinals here on Monday night. By the way, the game Monday, if Thayer wins here and goes ahead into the quarterfinals, will be at 3 o'clock on Monday afternoon. Thayer Bobcats, the number one seed. They got Gage Pitts back in the ballgame during that timeout. Here's Andrews with the ball for Thayer. Oh, we're going to get a whistle. And we got a foul inside. Foul going to be called on Ludi. Be number 15 going to be called for a blocking foul. That's Mason Jennings. And that'll be team foul number one on Ludi here in the second half. Matter of fact, first foul we've had called in the second half of this game. We've played 4.5 minutes. Thayer with a basketball. Gage Pitts working down the right side of the lane. Feeds it over to Andrews. Andrews to the elbow. Kicks it back outside the Landry Pitts. Right over to Gage Pitts on the right. He pulls up. 8-foot jumper. It's good. Gage Pitts now with 8 points. Averages 12 points a game, so he's getting close. You would think once these Bobcats reach their averages, probably will leave the ballgame. And here's Ludi trying to make a pass on the sideline. Levi Paulette over there hustling on defense. Knocked it away and out of bounds. So it'll be Ludi basketball with 3:01 to go in the third quarter. Inbound play comes to Jennings for Ludi. Behind the back on the dribble in the free throw circle. And we're going to get a foul. We're going to get Gage Pitts out there. Trying to take it away from him. Gage will be called for the foul. Will be his third of the day. Three fouls on Gage Pitts. Keaton Nicholson with two. Landry Pitts with one. Jace Haven with one. That's the only fouls against Thayer. Here's Ludi out the inbound. Got it inside to Garrison, who goes right up and over the front of the rim with a lay-in. Nice play. Ludi gets the ball into Garrison. And he's got 14 now for the Indians. And the Thayer Bobcats with a basketball. Handle out front was Landry Pitts, and he has the ball knocked away. Goes out of bounds. It looks like Landry took a finger to the eye. Said he's okay. Bobcats will inbound the ball. Got it to Gage Pitts. Works it to the right side. Andrews fires a three. That one's up off the rim. No good. And Garrison down with a rebound for Ludi. Here come the Indians down by 22. They'll swing it on the right side wing for Homer. Homer holds it out. Holds it high. Gives it back over to Jennings. Mason Jennings working to the right side of the floor all the way down to the baseline. Didn't get anybody open inside. Gets it back out. Here's a three-point shot blocked by Paulette. Loose ball picked up by Gage Pitts to Paulette for the lay-in. Bobcats running the break. Paulette with 5 points in the ballgame today for Thayer. And the Bobcat lead is 24. 56-32. Here's Garrison for Ludi. Gets it down in the lane. Kicks it down to the baseline and back to Garrison as he goes out around the three-point line. On the wing, gives it to Jennings. And a pass in the lane by Jennings is going to be stolen by Levi Paulette. Long pass up the floor to Andrews for the lay-in. Didn't miss that one. Andrews now with 22 in the game, matching his season average. We've still got a minute and a half to play here in the third quarter. Thayer Bobcats now out to a 26-point lead. Ludi will bring it into the front court. Jennings moving off a screen at the top of the key. Swings it up off the right side. Shot no good. And a rebound taken by Thayer. Long pass up the floor to Levi Paulette. Around the defender all the way to the bucket. No score. And a rebound volleyed round taken by Gage Pitts. Gage will back out to the three-point line. Shoot one from there. No good. Gets his own rebound. Feeds it around the horn to Andrews for three. That one's good. Jordan Andrews hits a three from the top of the key. A three-pointer brought to you by Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic in West Plains as the first made three-pointer of the game for the Thayer Bobcats. Jordan Andrews now with 25 in the game. Ludi on the other end working the ball around the perimeter. Got it to Billingsley at the high post. Goes down the right side of the lane. No good. And a rebound taken by Jordan Andrews for Thayer. He weaves his way up the floor. Takes it to the wing. Feeds out top to Nicholson for three, and he knocks it down. Keaton Nicholson with a three, brought to you by Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic in West Plains. First 3 points to the light for Keaton Nicholson. And the Bobcats lead it now by 64-32, 32-point advantage. Thanks to six quick points on a pair of threes by the Thayer Bobcats. Ludi out on top, 11 seconds to go. Here's Jennings, works it to the right side for Homer. Homer dumps it to Anderson, back out to Homer, around to Jennings. 2 seconds. Ludi not aware how much time's on the clock, and the buzzer goes off to end our third quarter. Our final score is 64-32. Thayer Bobcats with the lead over the Ludi Indians here in the first round of the Kabul Holiday Tournament. We'll be back with our fourth quarter in just a minute on the Ecom Sports Network.
You've heard the expression, an apple a day keeps the doctor away, but sometimes a regular visit to your doctor keeps problems away. Same goes for your automobiles, tractors, trailers, and UTVs. They need a little TLC, and there's no better place than the Car Doctor 2 to get that done. Oil changes, flats, any kind of minor or major auto repair, alignments, trailer repair, AC problems, the Car Doctor 2 on North Highway 63 in Thayer can make things healthy again. By the way, the Car Doctor 2 is now a Missouri Safety Inspection Station, and they're open on Saturdays until noon. Social distancing effectiveness from Pete's Inn and Thayer, two different options. Option one, curbside pickup option. Place your order over the phone or online, and then simply call the store when you arrive, and they'll bring your order out to you. Pay online or over the phone to limit interaction. Option number two, contactless delivery option. If you'd like, they'll leave your order outside of your house. Let them know where when you place your order. Call 417-264-3800 or visit PizzaInn.com to place your order for Pete's Inn of Thayer.
And we're back here at the Kabul High School, just underway in the fourth quarter here. Gage Pitts with a steal, drives down the floor, couldn't convert. Rebound to Andrews. He goes back up, his shot is blocked. And that's going to be a foul on the Ludi Indians. Number 14, Garrison. Tyler Garrison picked up the foul, his fourth of the game. And we're under the turbo clock. Thayer leading 64-32. Jordan Andrews already with 25 points in the game. He'll shoot for number 26. That's good. And could get number 27. Again, the turbo clock is on, so this one will be finished here in a hurry. And second free throw for Jordan Andrews is good. Andrews now with 27 in the game, 27 of the 66 for Thayer. Ludi pushing the ball up the floor. Jennings out on the top. Will hand it off to Ault. Ault trying to pass it. Ball is deflected by the defense, but he gets it right back. Ault now down the left corner. Got there for Caden Billingsley. Billingsley fakes right, now moves right, kicks it back outside to Jennings, fakes into the lane, trying to hand it off, ball stolen by Ryan Parker. Parker's outlet pass, run down in the backcourt. That's a nice play there by Ault. Ault with the steal for Ludi. He brings the ball into the front court, almost lost it at midcourt. And Ludi now trying to get the ball inside. They do to Garrison, but he is stripped by Andrews. And Ludi will inbound the ball with 6:20 to go. Remind you again, if you tuned in for the American Roots Outdoors radio show, it'll be coming up here immediately following the ball game. All right, Ludi. Garrison inbounds it to Jennings out on top. Jennings thought about taking a three, doesn't. Feeds it around the horn, now got it down in the low blocks for Garrison. Garrison's shot blocked by Parker, but Ryan's going to be called for the foul. Bobcats with Ryan Parker, Jordan Andrews, Keaton Nicholson, Gage Pitts, and Levi Paulette on the floor. Ludi with the starters out there, with the exception of Anderson, is in the ball game in place of Homer, I believe. And the free throw is up and no good for Tyler Garrison. He has scored 14 to lead the way for Ludi. Substitution now for Thayer. Lane Grimes back in the game. Gage Pitts will come out. Gage probably done for the game. He scored 8 points today. And second free throw for Garrison, no good. Rebound, Ryan Parker for Thayer. Got to Andrews, now to Levi Paulette. He drives the baseline, misses the shot. And Ludi with the ball back. Down to 5 minutes to go here in the ball game. Here's Jennings in the lane, going to get fouled as he makes a move on the right side. Be a non-shooting, well, I might call that on the shot. Jennings did throw one up at the basket. Foul's going to be on Levi Paulette, number four for the Bobcats. That'll be foul number one on Levi. And going to the free throw line, number 15, Mason Jennings. He has 12 points for Ludi today. He'll put the first one up, and it is good. So Jennings, three for three, or actually one, two, three, four for five from the free throw line. Here's Nicholson out of the game. Jordan Madden back in for the Bobcats with 4:44 to go. And Fair making another substitution. Jordan Andrews and his 27 points will leave the floor. Mikhail Cray will check in for the Fair Bobcats. Second free throw for Jennings is up with 4:28 to go. No good. 4-for-6 from the line. Jordan Madden down with the rebound. Thayer brings it into the front court. Lane Grimes to work it to Mikhail Cray. Over to Ryan Parker in the left corner. Pass out front taken by Levi Paulette. Paulette being hounded out there by a defender. Gives over to Mikhail Cray. Back to Paulette. On the wing, Levi cross court. Ooh, dangerous pass picked up by Grimes. His pass is deflected and picked up by Ludi. Here comes Garrison down the floor, and Lane Grimes stole it from him. Gets it over to Jordan Madden, right back to Grimes with just under 4 minutes to go in the game. Thayer over to Paulette, to Cray in the corner. Mikhail bounces it down to Parker, back out front for Jordan Madden. Madden throws up a shot, no good. Rebound taken by Ludi, and actually it bounced out of bounds, off the hands. Jordan Madden, I believe, got a little bit out of control there. Just had to throw that one up at the basket. Number 35, Trevor Mansker checks into the game for Ludi here. And number 15, Mason Jennings will leave the floor with 13 points here in the opening round of the Kabul Holiday Tournament. Ludi brings up into the front court. Got the ball on the right side. And here's a steal by Ryan Parker. Oh, and then Parker has it taken right back by Ault. Ault back out front to Mansker. Mansker into the lane to Billingsley. He fakes, and gets fouled. As he was, they're going to call this one on the floor before the shot. And foul was on Lane Grimes in there. First on Lane. Ludi will inbound the ball with 2:54 to go. Inbound it in the corner. Now bounce it out to Mansker. He'll shoot a three. That one rattles off the rim. No good. Jordan Madden down with the rebound for the Thayer Bobcats. And we're running out the clock here. Thayer leads at 66-33. Bobcats working around the perimeter. Mikhail Cray down to the baseline. Pull-up jumper. Good! So Mikhail Cray gets in on the scoring action here for Thayer. Makes it 68-33. Ludi with it. We're going to get a foul on Cray trying to get out of the passing lane for a steal. Foul on Mikhail will be his first. Another substitution coming in for Thayer. Looks like Mason Sorrell will check into the ball game. Lane Grimes will go out. So Lane will leave the game here with 7 points in the first round. And Mason Sorrell in for Thayer. So Bobcats back on the defensive end. Ludi working around the perimeter. Got it there. Number 31, Fortner's checked in. Both coaches have emptied their benches today for the most part. And here's, a steal by Thayer. Sorrell to Levi Paulette. And he'll lay it up and in. Levi with a good day today. He's got 7 off the Bobcat bench. So Thayer now with 10 points, actually 12 points off their bench today. And the Bobcats lead at 70-33. Ludi working it on the perimeter. Got it out front, now to the right side for Ault. Ault, little crossover dribble, fires a deep three. That one is no good. Rebound volley up and around. Sorrell got it for Thayer. Off to Levi Paulette. Levi stops at the wing, feeds out to Sorrell. Sorrell back over to Paulette. Squares up a three, now steps left one step, puts it up, it's good. Levi Paulette hits double figures. It's a three-pointer brought to you by Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic in West Plains. So Levi Paulette, 10 points off the Bobcat bench. Big day and a good day for Levi Paulette. He needed that. He's going to have to play a lot. Here's a steal by Thayer. Bounce pass in the middle, stolen by Ryan Parker. Good move by Parker. A couple of steals already here for Parker. Down to 47 seconds to go in the game. Thayer working on the perimeter. Got it to Mikhail Cray. Now in the corner to Jordan Madden. Back out to Paulette. Fakes the three. Right side to Mikhail Cray. Now to Parker. Parker out front to Paulette with 34 seconds. And Paulette just going back it out near midcourt. Thayer Bobcats probably just run out the clock here. They got it left side to Jordan Madden. Back out front to Mikhail Cray. Cray looking to penetrate. Excuse me, now kicks it back outside to Sorrell. Sorrell dumping it inside to Madden. And the ball stolen by Ludi. 15 seconds to play. All for Ludi brings it into the front court. Feeds it to Mansker. Mansker now off to Fortner. Three-point try, no good. Rebound, Jordan Madden. And that's going to do it. Thayer Bobcats don't even have to bring it into the front court. There's the buzzer. 73-33. The Thayer Bobcats have beaten the Ludi Indians here in the first round of the Kabul Holiday Tournament. Again,